Gamblers. Is it a relief to see Vernon Davis walk through those doors today?
Always great to have Vernon on the field. Looks good. Excited to have him back out here.
Just, how do you enter training camp feeling about what you saw in the offseason? Where do you feel this offense is right now? This training camp is about ready to start.
I think we're further along than last year. Going into camp, we have a lot more weapons and a lot more health on offense. So, something I'm excited about, I think this team's excited about.
I said training camp research already started for you. What do you get out of the first few days of training camp with just the rookies out there and the other quarterbacks?
You get your feet wet. You get opportunity to come in, get a little bit ahead of the game, physically and mentally, as far as what we're going to be doing in training camp.
Anyone catch your eye with those rookies?
Got a lot of people working hard, a lot of people trying to look good out here. So excited to see what happens once we really get the pads on.
Colin, you worked with Vernon for a couple of years now, but in terms of him getting caught up to speed and maybe the stuff you've been doing this offseason, how much does he need to do to get back to where he needs to be?
Vernon's a Pro Bowl tight end. He's one of the best in the league. So, I mean, there's not going to be too much of a fall off from him. I don't think anyone's concerned about that. We're as happy he's here. It does make my job easier. You don't have to worry about matchups as much, necessarily who's running what part of the route. And to me, I'm very excited about it. I want to get the ball in their hands and see what they can do with it, because I know they're going to be competing just the way everyone else is.
This team has been so close 3 years in a row. Is that a motivational thing when you come back, kind of a chip on your shoulder as you come into training camp saying we've been so close, we kind of want to get to that last step?
Yeah, it's always motivation when you don't finish the season the way you want to. And I think this team has the talent. We have the coaching staff to win a Super Bowl. And now it's just time to go out and do it.
Did you expect Vernon to be here tonight?
Yeah. Vernon's not the type of person that's going to walk out on his team like that. I mean, he's a good guy. He's done a lot for this organization, and he's made a lot of great plays for us, and we're happy he's here.
Was Alex really here today?
No, he wasn't.
You have any thoughts on that?
Love to have him here, but not going to speak on another man's business. I mean, that's his personal decision. Yes, during OTAs we got a lot of time to work together.
Your quick reaction, quick thoughts on how it was building rapport and learning what he's like as a receiver.
It was pretty easy. He's another guy that's very easy to throw to because he creates so much separation. Very quick, very deceptive, and I'm happy he's on our side of the ball.
Hey, Colin, we heard about the new playbook. Supposedly being stripped down a little bit, leaner. What's your views on how it looks up?
Looks great to me. I think we cleaned a lot of things up from last year. Took out a little bit of the indecision in some of the things, and I think everyone's excited with what we've done and the strides we've made.
What about getting the forward into the huddle? I mean, is that cleaned up? Is that
going to
be stripped down
quicker? I don't think that's something that's necessarily cleaned up or stripped down. It's, I mean, a process you have to go through as far as getting the right play for the situation, the down and distance, whatever it may be. So, I mean, you have to give the coaches and the people that are calling the plays time to think about all of those things and put together what they feel is the best play. I mean, I can't really speak specifics, but generally we clean things up.
Colin, how about the new stadium over here? Your thoughts on that? You guys are going to draw a little maybe new edge from having this stadium?
Very excited about the new stadium. I think it's a opportunity for us to start our own legacy. There was a lot of tradition, a great legacy at Candlestick, and this opportunity for us to really make this our home and start something new here.
Couple more.
Have you guys moved into your new lockers over there yet?
No, not yet. We're still in this locker room right here. I don't know when the move will happen or anything like that.
Do
just here to practice now.
And kind of beginning at the last game you played last season and continuing on through the entire offseason, Richard Sherman's had a lot of stuff to say about Michael Crabtree, including, I think, the show that you were at. What are your thoughts on that particular rivalry and how those guys are handling it?
I think this team and all of us don't take the approach of talking about it. We want to go out in the field and handle our business that way, go about it that way, and we get to see him twice this year.
Colin, you become a coach on the field now. How has your leadership evolved on this team over the last couple of years?
I think it's evolved a lot as far as me being comfortable with what we're doing, our players having confidence in me, and everything I'm doing as far as giving directions and seeing coverages, things like that, so we can operate smoothly and try to get bigger plays or a few more yards here and there with what we're doing.